Okay, Navigators, I can legitimately say that this is the most excited I have been to bring you an episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. Today, I'm going to be talking about the best marketing tool that I have ever used, and that is Klay.ai. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, I can legitimately say that this is the most excited I have been to bring you an episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. Today, I'm going to be talking about the best marketing tool that I have ever used, and that is Klay.ai. I think Klay.com is probably best described as an outreach and data enrichment tool for sales and marketing teams. And it's really so much more than that. But if you, like me, are a one-man, one-woman operation or a small team trying to do big things in marketing, you likely know how difficult it is and how much of a process it can be to build a good cold outreach campaign. And we're going to specifically be talking about cold email outreach. I think that's primarily the use case for using Klay, although it can really be for any sort of sales enrichment. But for me anyway, it's helping to build out and enrich my cold email campaigns. So to build a cold email campaign, you need to find your contacts, obviously, and your prospects. Let's explore what this could look like without Klay, a traditional workflow to do some cold outreach, if you would. For me, I would scrape LinkedIn manually by searching companies by size and type and industry. I would open up a bunch of tabs of these LinkedIn companies, and then I would go and open up the companies that had websites. I would scrape the websites with a tool like hunter.io, which is going to look for contact information at certain domains. So there's already two different platforms that I've had to use, LinkedIn and hunter.io. But now you have your first name, your last name, the domain of their business, typically, and hopefully through hunter.io, the email of your prospects. So while I'm gathering this information, obviously I'm storing it in like a spreadsheet. None of this is going to sound new to any marketers or salespeople out there, but trying to illustrate, as you likely all know, the complexity and the length of time and all the disparate platforms that it takes to do everything that really Klay can do in one place. And it's truly is pretty incredible. And that's why I'm so excited to talk about it on this episode. So I have my spreadsheet with all of the data fields that I need, first name, last name, email, company name, company domain. And then a lot of the time what the best practice would be to personalize the email based on something like the tech stack that a company or a website is using. You can use a tool like BuiltWith to do that. BuiltWith is a very popular tool, and it's basically going to scan a website and give you the tech stack or the technology that that website is using. Typically, I will market to companies or websites that are already using WordPress because that's what I build my websites with. But of course, you can market to people who are in Squarespace or Wix or in an alternative environment that you think you could improve the experience with, whatever you think of. And so there's another tool that we've just added to our cold outreach toolkit and another step we've added to our process. So I can now add the personalization element of the tech stack into my spreadsheet. And now comes the time for the actual writing of the cold email campaign. And maybe you need to personalize much more than just the tech stack and you need to do deeper research. And we're going to talk about that as well in this cold email writing bit. And this is the most important part of the cold email outreach, in my opinion. It's the most important part because you need to really play your A game here. You need to personalize it, but you need to personalize it in a way that differentiates your brand, your company, and completely gives the recipient a different experience from the traditional spammy cold email experience. For instance, we're all used to seeing first name and company name inserted right at the beginning of the email and the industry and the type of work your company does, almost as if you can see the variable tokens in the email. At least if you're a marketer, you likely can as well. And one would have to do the best they could to use an email sequence tool in a different manner or a creative way, an email campaign builder that most importantly allows for cold email outreach. My go-to email builder would typically be HubSpot, but we can't do our cold outreach in HubSpot. So I use a tool called Instantly.ai. And typically these tools are going to allow you to build out sequences and personalize them to a degree with placeholders for your contacts, things like the tech fields, the tech stack fields in our spreadsheet, the first name, the last name field. And you'll still want to include those as long as it's organic. I don't think it's necessarily an absolutely don't do, but you need to do something else than just include a first name, obviously. And if you really wanted to be a company or brand that stands out in the inbox, you would have to do some really impressive research in contact or data enrichment at scale. You can find something personal, like a recent post on someone's LinkedIn page, and comment about that in your email. And that would be something that could really set you apart. But those things are nearly impossible to do at a scale of like 1,000 or over 1,000 contacts, for instance, that you want to reach out to when doing a large cold outreach campaign. And in that case, scraping first names and last names and domains and emails is still relatively simple. And stuff like that is one thing, but it's hard and nearly impossible really to say, okay, well, I want to scrape the last three LinkedIn posts or recent LinkedIn posts. And beyond that, I even want to investigate what each of them were about, consider which one would be the most interesting and relevant to mention in my cold email campaign. And that's just not possible in tools like Hunter.io or Instantly, which is what I use for my email sequences. But that and so much more is possible within Clay. Okay, so anyway, now we have our email sequences built, roughly personalized off of whatever creative data that we have been able to basically manually enrich into our CRM. If you have virtual assistants maybe doing that type of work, that's probably another or at least somewhat more efficient way to do the work if you're a small team. So you have whatever you've been able to enrich with tools like Hunter.io. And if we really wanted to make a difference, we have our and have our cold email be effective, we would have had to put a lot of time at this point to do a much deeper level of personalized research, like I said, whether through a VA or through your own time and effort. So looking at our tech stack now for our cold outreach campaign, in my case anyway, we've added Instantly. I'll also create a Zapier automation, another tool added to our tech stack there, which will get triggered when new rows are added to that spreadsheet that we've been documenting all of our leads in. And I will create tasks within that automation to send a connection request on LinkedIn and to follow up with a phone call if we have a phone number that we've been able to scrape after the email campaign has completed, things like that. And these tasks are typically stored in Asana or created in Asana, which is another tool that we can go ahead and add to the tech stack. Now, I know there are some LinkedIn messaging and connection automations out there. I haven't incorporated that yet into my cold outreach sequences. It was a feature in one of the tools called Quickmail that I've used in the past. Let me know how you guys are doing your LinkedIn messaging and connection automations, what tools you're using, if you think it's effective. I still think as far as LinkedIn goes, everybody's just way too cognizant of what a crappy cold LinkedIn message looks like and feels like, what a spammy LinkedIn message looks like. I know I get them all the time. I'm sure you do too. And I certainly delete them pretty quick and pay them very little attention. So again, I think if it was something that can be done well, it would be effective in a very different way. I think it can be very effective, which is what I try to do anyway with keeping that part of my outreach still pretty manual to a degree. Again, I'm having tasks automated to my list of tasks for a day. Sometimes it's not too bad to just unplug and do something repetitive once in a while, like sending out a bunch of LinkedIn connection requests. And I have built some of my own little templates to send as connection requests, obviously, and I will manually switch out some of the aspects and details of those messages. So that's basically the cold outreach stack that I had built or had been rubbing or have and still running for Digital Pop. But now clay.com is completely changing that in all the best ways. It's been pretty amazing the last few days, I have to say, just to be all consumed, to be honest, by Clay. It's been super fun. I've been working with its functionalities and features for the last few days. And whenever I have any free time, I think it's going to change the way that I do. In fact, I know it's going to change the way that I do cold outreach at Digital Pop. So guys, I think what I'll do now is just go through a section on the website here that does a pretty good job of summarizing the tool and what it's all about. I know I'm pretty hyped up on it right now, so I'm probably not even doing it justice in my description. But really, I feel like one of the best ways you're going to get an idea of what it can do is just to jump in, use the tool yourself a little bit. It took a little bit of time in getting used to and looking at some of their documentation as well in training videos. But the more comfortable you get with the tool and the more you brainstorm over how you can use it, as we'll talk about, it's really all about the creativity in which you can use in this tool. And I think the better you'll get at it with more time and the more effective it will be. It's certainly been the case for me, and it's only been a few days. So definitely go check it out. It does take a little bit of an investment in the end, but you can do a 14-day trial of the pro features to show yourself, like I did, why it's definitely worth every penny. Okay, so for those watching along on video right now, we are at clay.com. I better go share my screen before I start giving you the lowdown. So we're looking at a section of their homepage here that breaks down kind of the process in which you can use the tool, or which you should use the tool. And they actually have a process, an acronym that they use that they call FET, even though it sounds like F-E-T, but it is spelled, or excuse me, the acronym is F-E-T-E. It's Find, Enrich, Transform, and Export. If you can kind of remember those core pillars and tenets, finding your data, enriching your data, transforming your data, and then exporting your data, it'll help you conceptualize how this tool should be used. Okay, so again, we're looking at the homepage here. And the first step in their process or the FET process would be to find, which is this list building section that we're looking at. And that's where you can import or create a targeted list of contacts. So again, you can import links from your CRM, or excuse me, contacts from your CRM. You can either import a CSV. They have a ton of integrations. If you're not watching on video, you can see the logos of the integrations they have here. They have HubSpot, Salesforce, Google Maps. You can scrape Google Maps for company data, Google Workspace, and many more. But you can also use the tool itself to do your prospecting. They have a network of apps and integrations that they use, 10 plus built-in sources, as they say here on the page. Things like LinkedIn and, like we just mentioned, Google Maps. And you're going to be able to find your, whether it's companies or people, directly within their tool if needed. So now that we've found our contacts, step two is the enrichment part. And they have that part here as well, consolidated data enrichment. And it says here you can access 75 plus enrichment tools with Clay to increase your data coverage. And these tools are the things like Hunter.io, which is one of the tools that I was using and it can be used for prospecting. And there's a ton of them that they allow you to plug into here without having individual accounts, which is part of what makes this so useful. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But the primary goal of this enrichment portion of the process is to find the emails for your contents, or your contacts, excuse me, the all important emails. There's a series of other tools, like I said, that Clay's allow you to do this with. Again, by paying for Clay, you get access to these tools features through Clay credits, through your plan credits. So you really can consolidate all of these tools, all these multiple platforms that we just went through into Clay and let Clay do all of the work. It's super, super powerful and super cool. When we look at the actual interface here in a second, I'll illustrate what I mean, because what they do is they use a waterfall method. They use all of these data sources combined with one another to find the information in the most efficient way possible for you. So again, primarily you want that work email from this enrichment, but this can get you anything you can imagine or conceptualize, basically, that can be researched about a person on the internet, which kind of brings me into the next section here, which is the agentic part of Clay. You guys, the previous big mind-blowing episode, I think, on this podcast was the one where we went over Notebook LM. That's the one where you enter a PDF or a source or now a YouTube URL, and you can basically hear a generated AI podcast. And Notebook LM is still going viral all over the internet. But I think this experience that I had with Clay, although it probably won't be as popular, although it should be within marketing circles, and it's called the Clayagent, or, you know, the Clay Agent. I think this is a bigger mind-blowing experience for me, for sure. And it's not something that, like I said, will be experienced as easily as that audio podcast. But if you get in here, if you use Clay, you'll see exactly what I mean. Okay, so that brings me to this next cut here. Okay, so that brings me to this next section on the homepage here, the AI research agent. And it just, I couldn't really say it any better myself. It says here, replace manual research workflows with our AI agent. And we talked about the fact that those manual research workflows are the difference maker when it comes to cold email outreach. You guys, this AI agent will do any research that you're creative enough to ask it to do, and that's possible to do on the internet. The AI web scraper helps automate manual unstructured SDR research, as they say here. You can use it to visit a list of domains, find case studies, find financial reporting facts on companies. And again, any creative idea that you can think of that you would search yourself, you can direct this agent to find that and to utilize it in enriching your contact information. And that is the key here. And we'll see that in just a second. But do not overlook the fact that this is truly one of the first useful, impressive agents that's going out and doing multiple step executions and tasks at our request without need for guidance or interruption of the human, which is basically the definition of what makes an agent. And funny enough, I saw a tweet from, I believe it was an OpenAI employee just the other day, saying that we have reached level 3 of their path to AGI. We have reached agents. And after using Clay for a few days, I couldn't really agree more, honestly. It's pretty incredible. Okay, now you have a personalized set of data about someone, again, as creative personalization as you can get. And you can use that at scale in your outreach, which is the last section here on the homepage. And what you'll do, you'll take your enriched data from Clay, and you'll still need to export it and put it into your CRM, your cold outreach tool, etc. There are some automations or integrations in Clay directly that allow you to, for instance, automatically sync leads or prospects into HubSpot as prospects. It's going to take more enrichment resources or on your spreadsheets. And again, if you dive into Clay, you'll learn a little bit more of the limits on the spreadsheets. You can't do endless enrichments on them. But it's most likely worth it if you can afford, again, that one more enrichment column on your spreadsheet to do that automation, because it's really one of the only manual processes left after you get your campaigns built in your sequence tool. You're just exporting and importing, essentially. Okay, this episode is already running long and likely going to be probably the longest episode that we've ever recorded. So I'm going to try and do this next part quickly. We're going to just hop over into the Clay interface and give you an idea of what it all looks like. For those of you who are watching on video now, you're looking at the My Workspace screen of the Clay instance. Oh, I should probably switch my tabs. There you go. Now you're looking at the My Workspace screen of my Clay instance. You'll see a big, white, somewhat intimidating screen when you first sign in here. But again, it's start with Clay University, start with their documentation, and just dive in, start using it, and you'll figure it out as you go. It'll become pretty natural pretty quickly. So I'm just going to go ahead and open up one of my Clay tables. You can create workspaces and tables within those workspaces. And what you're seeing now is a pretty typical sales outreach looking spreadsheet. We have pulled in or imported a bunch of companies using Clay's import tool or search tool. And why don't I just quickly show you what that looks like as well. I'm going to go ahead and just create a new table for an example. And we go into our sources here and we're going to just do find companies. And this is what you're going to look at when you search for companies. It's pretty typical for a company filter or search. You can select the company size, the industry that the company is in, the company type, whether they're privately held or an LLC. You can include keywords that you would like to be in the company description, or you can exclude keywords that you don't want in the description. All of this is possible. Of course, you can do things like select a location. Nothing really new here for digital marketers out there. It's, you know, it's how you would search for companies in LinkedIn or any registry, really. But so I won't spend too much time going through these filters. So I've searched for my companies using my company spreadsheet. The next step that I would recommend is to go up to the actions button here in the upper right hand corner, and there's an option you'll see there, find people at these companies. And this is going to bring up a very similar search interface to the company search. You just search within this existing Clay table. You've selected this Clay table automatically, and you can filter all of the attributes you'd like for your prospects to have, whether it's job title or experience, a certain title or a certain level of experience, their bio, things that are included in their LinkedIn bio, where they're located, different types of certifications or education, all that stuff, basically anything that can be enriched from a LinkedIn profile URL. And another thing that they go through in the kind of the intro videos to this tool is in the university, and you'll find that full name, company domain name, LinkedIn domain, and email are like the four kind of pillar contact data points that you can, if you can get those, then there's very little that Clay won't be able to help you personalize for a contact. And LinkedIn URL is probably the second most important one of those after email. That's why we see so many options to filter here, because they're typically going to be able to grab that from their LinkedIn profile, if not a secondary source, if there's anything missing. So now we're looking at a spreadsheet for those contacts. And I filtered specifically for job titles that were manager or above, because I was looking for decision makers at these companies. And what I really want to show you in this spreadsheet for the contacts is how these waterfall enrichments work. So if you're watching along on video, you can see that there are several columns here that are called find work email, and each of them has a different little icon. That is for the app that's doing the search for that email. And We have essentially stacked these apps to search in a specific row. And if I click on my work email column here and we go to edit it, you can see this waterfall that is built out. This is a waterfall aspect of this tool. It's quote unquote waterfalling through each of these separate tools individually. You can see here that in this column of work email, we have multiple tools that are being funneled through to try and find this work email. We have Find Email, we have Lead Magic, we have Prospeo, Drop Contact, Hunter.io, which we talked about, all of these tools that are now consolidated into one place in this Clay table. And again, you don't need individual subscriptions to these tools. You will have to use kind of the credit infrastructure, but it's still going to save you a ton of money in the long run. And if it didn't, it would save you enough time and convenience, I think, to make it all worth it instead of going through these tools manually trying to find this contact data. Not to mention just the cost of maintaining subscriptions and all of these tools alone. Okay, and this next part is definitely where the magic happens. This is kind of what I call the research section of my table, and I'm getting that from Clay University as well. This is the research that I'm having my Clayagent do on my behalf. I'm having it do some personal research on my contact to populate an opening line that distinctly mentions something about this person and in their professional capacity that's either impressive, whether they've been nominated for awards or won awards, something that makes them stand out or makes their business unique, and looks to compliment and at the very least comment on that notable fact. And I have additional enrichment columns for what I call email outline research. So I have a column that's doing the research for three different outlines of three different emails that I want to write and be a part of this campaign. And this is the part that really started to blow my mind. You can use these tools, these LLM models that we've been going through, talking about on this show for months now, Anthropic, Claude, OpenAI's ChatGPT, whether it's 4.0 or a different model. They have a couple different models. You can use these in addition to Clay's own internal models, which are cheaper to run and really equally as impressive when it comes to the web scraping feature, at least in my experience using the tool. So I'm going to scroll through these columns again, and you'll start to see these Anthropic logos. And I have these Claude 3.5 Sonnet columns, basically, where all of my email content is being written based on the research that the agent has done. It's scraped the internet in exactly the way I've asked it to, which we'll go through in a second with these prompts. And using that information, I've written individual subject lines, three for each contact. I've written an individual opening line about something impressive and unique about this person's career. And in addition to that, I've written three paragraphs that are going to be used in the bodies of my emails using the email outlines, which are generated off of that research. And last thing I want to do here is take a look at one of these research enrichment columns to give you an idea of what these prompts look like as far as setting them up goes. And you can see you just get a little pop-out window here giving you options to select from several integrations of what you want to do, what you want to, how you want to prompt this agent. And definitely hop in here and take a look at these templates that they have here. There's tons of useful stuff to get you started. But I have a personalized prompt that I wanted to use. And again, you can specify the use case that you want this agent to be prepared for. It can be prepared for content creation or manipulation. In the case of like having having Claude write my content, for instance, that's the use case I would use there. But here and useful for most tasks, what I find to be the most useful anyway, is have access to the internet, which is the web research agent. When it's just doing content creation, it won't have access to the internet, much like Claude. So you can scrape and analyze websites and any website or URL that you want this thing to search. You can select the model that you want to use, and you'll see, and you'll get used to this token infrastructure as well, but you'll see that each model costs a certain amount of tokens out of your account. For these enrichment features, well, that's the same with the AI models. The different models, the more advanced models, cost more tokens. But again, I find that the cheapest Clayagent model is incredibly useful at the very least out of the gate here using the tool. So the next part here is the prompt that you're actually giving your AI, your agent, what you prompted the agent to do. You can see here I've spelled out exactly how I want the agent to handle itself, its responsibility. I've said you're an expert digital investigator and content analyst specializing in professional accomplishments and thought leadership. So actually, that's the part I forgot to mention. I asked the agent to search for anything notable or unique as far as professional accomplishments go that could be found on the internet, LinkedIn, but especially examples of thought leadership that this contact has participated in, any content that they've either created or helped to create. And this is an idea that I got from Clay University as well, just watching their intro videos. And you can do this by using the data that we pulled into our table. So all of that data we've enriched from the LinkedIn profile can be used to search for the awards or professional accomplishments, recent ones especially. But then you can prompt the agent to literally search Google exactly as if you were doing it yourself to do this research. So you can pull in the information about the contact's full name, and you can include it as a part of a query. So maybe you're searching full name, business name, followed by article, or full name, business name, podcast. So you're looking for someone at a certain business that did an article or a podcast. You can fill in the blanks here with things like panel or speaking engagement or interview or award or recognition, thought leader, industry that they're in. All of these queries that you would do if you were researching this person, or that you would have someone do if you were paying them to research this person, can now be done automatically on your behalf by this agent. And it's really right here where my mind started to truly be blown, because you're really only limited by what you're creative enough to search for when you're doing this enrichment, and how you're asking the AI to help you personalize. So if I'm not spending time in the tool right now in my free time, I'm usually daydreaming or trying to think of creative new ways to search the internet and make my cold outreach campaigns stand out and seem special. Okay, I already went way over what I thought this episode would entail. This is definitely going to be one of our longer ones, if not our longest, but it makes sense. I'm probably the most excited about this tool out of everything that we've talked about on the show in the past. And I hope you guys are equally as excited about it and find it equally as useful and powerful in your marketing efforts if you haven't discovered it already. Definitely know. Let me know what you think if you're already using Clay. If you haven't used it yet and you get a chance to, or you hop in and start using it now, follow up with me and let me know what you think also, of course. And as far as prospecting goes, I don't think that there is a better tool out there than Clay right now. It's definitely exploded in the marketing community recently. If I'm behind the eight ball on this one, apologies, but I don't care because I'm still super excited. If there's anybody out there who hasn't heard about it and isn't using it yet, and if one person finds it because of this podcast, I'll consider that a win. Funnily enough, I just heard an interview with the Clay CMO, I believe, don't quote me on that, marketing leadership at Clay, in a recent Marketing Against the Grain episode, which is hosted by Kip Bodner, Kieran Flanagan, over at HubSpot. And I believe Kieran's still at Zapier, if not at HubSpot right now. But we've talked about that show on this podcast before, and they were equally as impressed with Clay. And it occurred to me that if HubSpot were to acquire Clay and you could do this level of like prospecting and automation and of AI within HubSpot, it would be mind blowing. Anyway, so I'm like, maybe HubSpot should just acquire Clay. But now that I'm thinking about it, you'd still have to export to a cold email tool in order to get the cold outreach done. If you're a HubSpot user, you know that you have to cross every T and dot every I before you can reach out to someone without very clear consent or legitimate reason to, especially if you're, you know, you have to comply with GDPR or the California regulations, which we all should anyway. Anyway, I'll stop rambling now. If you haven't used Clay, do it now. Don't wait any longer. Check out a 14-day pro trial. I suppose I should probably mention the pricing right before we go as well. And if you're watching along on video, we have the pricing plans right here. You have the ability to pay monthly or annually, and you do get a 10% discount, and you get all your credits up front if you pay annually. So it's a pretty good deal. I think it would probably behoove you to pay annually if you can. But you have the free tier, the next tier up, and even at the free tier, well, you only get 1,200 credits per year. I thought that said 12,000 credits per year. So I was pretty impressed. But anyway, the next tier up from the free tier is their starter tier at $134 per month, 24,000 credits. The next tier, or the most popular, as they say, is Explorer. You get 120,000 credits per year, and you can adjust that credit level. So you have a little bit more customization options with your pricing and your plan as well. But then the best value that they say is if you go to the pro level, and if you're a bigger business or you have a bit of a bigger budget and you can swing it, it is $720 a month if you pay annually, but you get 600,000 credits per year. So you'll be able to do quite a bit of outreach at that scale for sure. And then there is an enterprise or custom level as well. You can get a custom level of credits. You'll just have to contact sales if you're in the enterprise camp. Okay, so there's tons of stuff that I didn't even get a chance to touch on in this tool. I'm still learning things and details about the tool and use cases and tips. So again, if you're a Clay user who has a bunch of hacks and pro tips, please reach out and share those with the group. definitely reach out and share those. Otherwise, that should about do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.